recording as well. So it's going to be, we should do a snap. That's dumb. Hey, hello, and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal, Spoiler Reveal.
Endgame reveal.
It's that show where we bring you everything that you want to know about on a geeky basis, on a semi-weekly basis. I think
it's
always
been a minute.
It's been a time skip. That's what it is.
It's like that 5 years later jump.
It's like that 5 years, 10 years, 7 years later jump. Whatever it would be. As always, it's me, it's your boy Dom, aka Brother Dom, all over the timeline. And once again, I am joined by the coolest, most chillest, most inevitable co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hey, it's Stephanie, aka Captain Steph on Twitter and the Snow Queer on Tumblr. And I've got a lot of feelings.
We've got feelings. So if you haven't noticed from the title, we're doing a spoiler cast on Endgame. So if you have not seen it or you care about spoilers, I would stop listening
this
now.
This is not the podcast for you.
But if you just like content or you really don't care about spoilers and you're doing a test on yourself or whatever you want to be, you want some content, come on and stay. It'll be fun. We're going to talk about Avengers
Endgame. Is that the spoiler equivalent of eating like a really spicy wing?
Yes. Maybe. I'm not sure what you mean, but probably. It's kind of like, I've been trying to test myself to see if spoilers would ruin my experience on things. So I didn't care that Infinity War got spoiled for me. I think it did have an impact on my viewing experience. I think that is a movie that would be improved by going in blind, as I do feel about Endgame. Not because of the plots. I mean, the plots are very straightforward. I think they were well done, but they're not going to win like Nobel prizes for the writing in these movies or anything. But yeah. I think there's an element of, you know, you want to see the events as they fold out and not out of order. You know what I mean? But also I wasn't in love with Infinity War, so that may have not been the time to test it. So I'll try to get on another movie, but I went into this one relatively unspoiled.
Partly because you only watched Infinity War like a week before the first time like a week ago.
I didn't mind it, so I obviously didn't care, but I mean, I went into Endgame relatively unspoiled even though it was a week later. Did you see any spoilers before you went into the movie?
No, because I saw it at 6:50 on Thursday night.
That was good. I
was not gonna play that game.
I saw a spoiler Sunday night, which, you know, the weekend's not over yet. I feel like that's jumping the gun. But I found out, again, we're doing spoilers, so it's your last warning. We're doing spoilers. I found out that Tony died in this movie. And it's like
the big spoiler.
Yeah, I was like, yo, buddy, why would you post that? Like, this dude posted on Facebook, like, and you know, you're just kind of scrolling and you think most of the spoilers are going to be pictures. This guy was like, yo, man, I wish I had the Dragon Balls to bring Tony back. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's it's not even Monday. Monday, I'd have been like, you know what? I should have known people were going to be saying it, but it's Sunday night. Like, come on, man. Like, shouldn't you be getting ready for Game of Thrones? What are you doing? But
yeah, like, shouldn't you be posting like weird, vague reactions to Game of Thrones on social media instead of doing this?
And then I found out, you know, that Thor got big, and then I think I found out. But we all knew there was time travel coming in. We all assumed there was time travel since Infinity War came out, so.
Yeah, so I lied. I did see, for one thing, I saw that there was, like, quantum realm time travel stuff happening, confirmed, because I literally was like, the For All Nerds review, it says it's spoiler free. I'll read that. And literally the first thing in the review is like, yeah, there's quantum realm stuff happening. And I was like, this is not a spoiler free review.
Well, I mean, like, I would assume there'd be, if nothing else, quantum realm stuff, because we know Ant-Man's in the movie and he was in the quantum realm.
Yeah.
So he'll at least get out. I don't know. I didn't see those movies anyway. So, like, you could have told me, oh, they used something from Ant-Man. I was like, that doesn't mean anything to me. But before we jump into this real big, I would feel remiss if I didn't do the common thing. Just, you know, how have you been? How's your day been?
It's been good. I was away for the weekend, and I'm back now, and I'm looking forward to having a fairly chill week as weeks go.
Good.
You too?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a chill week as well. You know, just doing the work thing as always, relaxing, getting ready for Detective Pikachu this weekend, so...
Very hype about that. I'll have to do another spoiler cast.
Yeah, I do want to do that. I don't know what'll be spoiled about it, but I mean, you know, I think we should finish this episode up with like or we should do it on a different day, but a discussion about like how much spoilers matter, because there's been like so much backlash to spoiler phobia and all that, and you know, I'm really upset about, because so much feels pretentious. They're like, if your movie can't stand without spoilers, maybe it's not that good of a story. And then I think of games like Mario and Sonic, where the stories are very explicitly not good, but like the little twists are all they have, or like a scenery that you didn't know was going to be there, where it's like a nice little shout out, you know, like to some other game. Like, that would be a fun surprise. If I find out, it's not going to ruin the experience, obviously, but like the spoiler I'll talk about, like when Cap gets the hammer, when he gets Mjolnir. Like, that's so cool. That has no effect on the plot, theoretically. It could have been resolved 1,000 ways. Anything could have happened. But the fact that he gets that hammer, Thor's like, I knew it. It was like, that's so cool. That's so dope. Like, you could feel the tension in the theater. I don't know if that's spoiled for me. That's not a plot thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, that's the thing. Like, the other thing that I had spoiled for me going in was that, like, the Thor being fat thing and how it was, like, a running joke in the whole movie, because I saw I deliberately spoiled myself for that one because I saw a post on the Mary Sue that was like, hey, like, there's this, like, unpleasant treatment of a character with PTSD in this movie, like, spoilers below if you want to find out what happens. And I was like, I'd like to be forewarned. So I looked and I was like, oh wow, that's shitty. And then I watched the movie and I was like, yeah, that was shitty.
Yeah, I didn't think it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I did talk to a few other people though, and they didn't see it as a character with PTSD at first, like, once I explained it to them that that's what it was, but they were like, I just thought he, like, got fat because he had nothing else to do, and, like, they missed it, like, I was like, but he was traumatized, like, he seemed upset about it, but I didn't think it was, like, that big of a deal. I think part of that is due to the characters not treating it like a big deal, you know, like, Steve and Tony, like, Tony comments more on his wardrobe, because that would have been his wardrobe no matter had he gained weight or not. He looked like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, like...
Good joke to make him look that way. You didn't have to get big for that. And then Cap, who's always pretty sensitive, was more like, what happened? But, like, I think the character to make the most jokes was Rocket. And Rocket is from the series or the franchise that is always shitty to people.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't... I don't blame someone for not seeing that this character was going through, like, real trauma, you know. They never really stopped to give that the time that I think would have been very interesting for Tony to be like his whole freak out at the beginning was basically all the trauma he suffered throughout the series. I mean, the series could have been called the Tony Stark Traumatic Experience Universe, and it would have still been accurate. And his whole,
I mean, like,
his breakdown was like that too, and they never really delve into that in the Avengers movies, you know.
Well, I really liked the scene where they're in, like, Thor the Dark World.
That's the first time I've seen anything from that movie.
And they, like, and he is able to summon the hammer, because it felt like such a nice, like, in the face of, like, the shitty, like, laugh at a fat guy jokes, like, I like that he was, like, still worthy, and, like, clearly, like, didn't expect himself to still be worthy. Like, he was, like, depressed and, like, kind of, like, oh, like, hopeful, like, afraid to, like, even go talk to, like, he'd rather go, like, seek out his mom than talk to Jane, kind of thing, and then...
Yeah.
But he's still worthy, and, like, he didn't get skinny again at the end when he was fighting, either.
Which was, that was pretty cool, too. Like, actually, like, it's like, oh, hey, that was just something you decided to do. That had nothing to do with your worthiness, pal. Like, you just, I mean, I wish, like, if you want to do, like, the fat joke thing, you have to make it so that, like, you'd have to have the character, like, have some discrepancy in how he sees himself. He'd be like, it's like a pound or two. Like, that's the only joke you could really pull off. Not like, oh, man, Thor's so fat. And you're like, cool, I guess. Like, fine. That fine, I guess. Is this that funny? Like, yeah. It wasn't their gold mine of jokes. Which, I mean, it was a running theme, but I appreciate that there weren't, like, any major setups to be like, yo, we're about to knock y'all dead with this joke. Thor's fat. And you're then like, it was oh. Like... No, it's like, oh, okay. Like, I think the thing they talked about the most, like, the fun that
was
I
more
had.
About his drinking.
Yeah, because like, yo, man, like, how are you even drunk? Like, aren't you a god? Like, what? Are you, like, how are you doing this? You know?
Yeah, like, how much do you have to drink? Like in the first Thor movie, which I presume you have not seen, he gets drunk with old Skarsgård. Okay. I don't remember. You know of whom I speak, right? He's like the, I don't know, I can't remember the fucking character's name, but it's the like, he's like Jane Foster's mentor, and
Right. Oh, yeah, the guy that was on top of Stark Tower at the Avengers, right? Like the
Yes, that guy. Selvig, Dr. Selvig.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I saw these movies, totally. Bring me another and such, you know.
But, in the first Thor, he gets drunk with Dr. Selvig, but, like, it takes, like, a whole bar worth of liquor. Although, a good point that someone, that I only saw made, like, today for the first time was that, like, Valkyrie was pretty fucked up, too, in Thor Ragnarok. Like, she was drinking pretty heavily then, so, like, you'd think... And, like, in this, she's very put together, and, like...
Yeah, I think she was tired of being on that...
Shit,
yeah, like, she was yeah, she was on that tired planet, so, I mean, she always seemed like somebody who was just strong in general. Like, her whole thing was, like, the Valkyries got disbanded, but, like, once the disbanding force of Hela was, you know, destroyed or whatever... She's like, oh, yeah, you know, now I gotta just bounce back. Oh, this is Thanos, the guy who's, like, supposed to destroy everything. Glad I made it. Like, I gotta be a leader, you know, I'm strong. I think part of Thor's arc was always, I think his mom pointed out, like, or some maybe somebody else did, but he's always just assumed he was worthy because of, like, his birthright, not because of anything he did. So for Valkyrie, her worth, she proved that to herself already. So anything that, like, stops her is, like, that's something I have to overcome. Whereas Thor's like, that's something I should have been able to overcome. And, you know, I was talking with some friends, and the thing is, everybody had their mistakes that they made, or they always could wish, oh, I wish I could go back and do that. Like, Hulk, I felt his trauma, because, like, man, I wish I could have been able to beat Thanos, you know, or Iron Man's like, if only I had prepped this way or that way, everybody on Earth had nothing. But Thor's like, oh, yeah, I chopped this dude in the chest, and he told me I should have went for the head. Like, I easily could have done that. Like, that wasn't... Oh, if only I had, like, gone back in time.
If only I had done better at this thing. Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
oh,
if I had aimed a different place.
Yeah, like, I was there. I could have done this. There's no reason why I didn't do this other than I wanted to watch him bleed or something. Like, because not like his skin was made out of anything specifically strong. So,
yeah.
So for him, he's like, I was destined to be this great person. And I mean, every movie he learns the same lesson, but, like, I just have...
He really does.
...have shit to bed again. So, But yeah, that's that with that. I wish they would have leaned more into like how traumatized he was, and we didn't really get that until Rocket's like, okay, dude, let's do this. I can't do this. Like, oh, like it was kind of halfway treated like a laugh, but no one in the crowd really laughed. It's kind of like the laugh beat was Rocket thinks he's behind him.
Yeah.
But the laugh beat wasn't that he couldn't do it because Rocket's like, I'm gonna go do it then. Whatever. Like you have to deal with it. Like I'm out. And who's his emotional core? A tree, a literal man, and then Peter Quill, like, and then, like, Thanos' daughters. Oh, great, like, that's gonna be...
A lot of emotional health in that group.
Yeah, I mean, I think someone made the joke that Drax is, like, the healthiest person out of the Guardians, if only because, like, his main flaw is he just doesn't get niceties, but he's never, like, intentionally cruel or anything, like, I mean, he does some stuff that is... sexist, but I'll blame the writers rather than his character. Where it's like he doesn't know what he's doing is necessarily bad. The writers didn't have to make these jokes. Drax is still a good guy. Is how I'd put that. But I guess we should jump into a quick plot synopsis, and then we'll talk about some of the things we liked, didn't like.
Because
there's only like two things I didn't like.
I have a very short list of didn't like stuff, so you want me to hop snops?
If you want to do it, please be my guest.
Alrighty, so, if y'all remember Infinity War, it ended sad. Everyone died, everyone got snapped away. In this movie, which we saw, which hopefully you've seen if you're listening to this podcast if you're 15 minutes in.
And if you haven't seen it and you're still listening, thank you for liking our content that much.
Seriously. Shout out. So the Avengers have, what's left of them, have been like kind of triaging stuff ever since the snap, and 5 years have gone by. Tony's like retired and has a little kid who's very cute. Him and Pepper have gotten married. The other Avengers are just kind of like dealing with stuff as it comes, and Natasha's running like a little like camp out of the headquarters, like sending people off to do stuff, and Clint has gone completely rogue and is off killing brown people because he's sad. And then by accident Ant-Man is released from the quantum realm, discovers that the snap happened, and shows up with a plan to get to use the quantum realm to time travel to the past to retrieve the various Infinity Stones from points in the past in order to put the gauntlet back together and snap everyone back. So they do that thing with much humor and callbacks. They go back to Thor the Dark World to get the ether from Jane. They go back to Avengers 1 to get the Tesseract, but that they fuck it up, so they have to go back to the 70s to when S.H.I.E.L.D. just started to get more quantum juice and the Tesseract. Pym particles, not quantum juice, but you know what I mean. Because like they're running out of,
you know, time Kool-Aid.
Yeah. They go back to the very first scene of Guardians of the Galaxy to get the purple one, which I don't remember which one it is.
I think it was a Power Stone.
Okay. And yeah, how many have left? They send Natasha and Clint to get the Soul Stone, and Natasha ends up dying because they have like a fight over who's going to sacrifice each other for the other person.
The scene was better done than it had any right to be, but we'll get back to that.
It really was. And I was honestly like, it should have been Clint. Let's be real.
I'm going to disagree with that, but we'll get back to that.
Let's see. We have one more stone.
They did the one on Asgard. And then they did the Time Stone back in New York as well.
Oh yeah, and then they had to go back to New York during the Battle of New York to Tilda Swinton's house because Doctor Strange was still a surgeon at that point.
Nice little nod. They're like, no, he's not here. Actually, you're too early.
Whoops. Whoops. He's actually doing brain surgery over there. Like, and he doesn't have what you want. But Tilda Swinton's house to get the Time Stone from her, and they bring them all together, and they make a fake gauntlet out of Iron Man hand, out of Iron Man glove.
Tony Stark is a genius.
We know this.
Very impressive. Is that more or less impressive than figuring out time travel? Like, which one was the more impressive one?
Because
time travel, like, needs science, but, like, the Infinity Gauntlet, like, needs magic, so, like...
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like the gauntlet, like, he had kind of, like, the assist on both of them, because he didn't start from scratch on the time travel. And he didn't... And, like... He already knew that, like, they needed to be on a glove. I don't know how much of a glove they need, because he puts it on his Iron Man suit at the end.
Oh, he's prepared.
Like, so,
I bet, I don't even think it actually needs a glove, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think you just need to have all of the stones, like.
Yeah, it just needs to be on a vessel.
It's just showy.
Like the snap. The snap is not needed.
Yeah, like, the snap is just, like, a very extra, like, way of doing the thing. Like, you could probably, like, clap your hands, or, like...
My brother said he was under the impression you need to have your hand closed to some degree, and that feels real for some reason. Mm-hmm. I imagine your hand can't just be floating there, because what a shitty invention.
So the Hulk puts on the gauntlet and is able to snap everyone back just in time, because fucking around in Guardians of the Galaxy universe, because Nebula was there, her past self was able to interface with her current present self, and Thanos got the jump on future folks doing stuff, and so they, and so he, even though at the very beginning of the movie, which I skipped over, they find Thanos on his farm and kill him in the present day, but doesn't do anything because it doesn't bring anyone back.
Yeah, he blew up the Infinity Stone, so they couldn't just resnap it.
Yeah, so they, that's why they have to go through all this, put everything back together again. So, but past Thanos comes back to the future to, with all of the armies from the first Avengers and, like, all sorts of nasty people, like, all the bad guys from Infinity War. But they have been, like, everyone has been snapped back into existence, and various sorcerers, including Doctor Strange, open lots of portals for everyone to come onto the battlefield, and there's a grand and epic battle with, like, lots of excellent, like, banter moments. Includes Cap using Mjolnir, which was wonderful, which is very interesting to me because he can't use it in Age of Ultron. He starts to lift it, and it doesn't, and I don't know if it's not that it doesn't work, or that he like, plays it off, like, oh, like, I'm gonna get it, but, because, like, Thor looks very, like, concerned in that moment when Cap is able to move it a little.
Yeah, I think he wasn't, I think he wasn't ready yet, how I think it was.
And, like, I also think, I mean, like, in following that movie is, like, the events of Winter Soldier and stuff, and a lot of things have been put to bed for Cap.
Wait, Winter Soldier was after Ultron?
I think so.
I don't think it actually matters.
I think it is, because Civil War is the events of, like, is the fallout from Bucky being found out who he is.
Right, right, right.
And all the S.H.I.E.L.D. info being dumped online, so.
Okay, yeah, yeah. The reason I thought that Ultron must have been after Winter Soldier was because Hydra was just hiding, like, in the ground somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
And people pointed out that Nick Fury shouldn't have had a helicarrier.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that could just be misinterpretations.
But,
the battle happens, everybody comes through the portals.
There's even more fun callbacks.
Finally says Avengers Assemble.
Finally says Avengers Assemble, Captain Marvel gets a haircut.
Which I think they hinted to earlier, right? Like, Rocket made a joke
about
it. Yeah,
like, she's in, like, earlier when Nat's running, like, Avengers HQ out of the thing, they're all, like, Skyping in.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they somehow, Thanos manages to get the gauntlet that they've put back together, and he puts it on, he's about to resnap everyone, then Iron Man snags it back, and snaps all of Thanos' forces, and dies as a result, because a mere human cannot handle the force of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
But he sacrifices himself in order to save the world, and there's a tragic farewell scene with Peter Parker and Gwen Paltrow, Gwen Pepper Potts.
I get that messed up too. I'm always like, there's Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, is doing this, not Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, it's like Gwen Stacy. No, she's not in this.
Gwen Paltrow, who played Stacy Gwen. It's confusing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. So, and then there's, like, a very sad funeral scene, and Cap ostensibly, after which Cap ostensibly goes back to the past, supposedly for a very brief second, to return all of the various Infinity Stones from whence they came, except he lied. and he goes back to spend a loving past with Peggy, listening to, which is something I will get to, the song that he's listening to with Peggy at the end, is a very subtle callback to Winter Soldier, which I'm not sure to take as a, like ship baiting or, like, a call out to, like, Captain America's ostensible bisexuality, in my opinion. Because in the Winter Soldier, the song that they're listening to, which I can't remember the name of, it has the word time in the title, is what Steven is listening to in his apartment when the Winter Soldier attacks for the first time when Nick Fury comes to his apartment. That's the record that Steve is listening to.
Mm, okay.
So, like, love interest from the past, love interest from the past. Like,
I assume they were just doing this, the song of the past, but your take probably makes more sense.
But yeah, and then he turns into Joe Biden, and he comes back and gives the shield to Sam to be Captain America now. The end.
Yeah.
No after credit scene.
No, but Thor is among the Guardians of the Galaxy now, and he tells Valkyrie that she's the. He just kind of says they need a king. It's
you're
not
in charge
me.
Now?
So you're the king, but I guess that would make her the queen, and probably sets up for what people call Lady Thor, but it was just going to be Thor. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, except Cap took the hammer with him back to fucking 1970, so...
I mean, it had to go back there. That's where it was supposed to be.
I was going to say, yeah, I guess what he was really doing was taking it back to Thor the Dark World, Thor?
I mean, he probably used it first, but I would assume that she has Stormbringer.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right? Like, Tessa Thompson with a giant axe. That's pretty metal.
It is.
So, let's, there's so many, I love so much about this movie.
10 minutes, not bad.
Yeah, do we want to talk about the dislikes, I guess?
Yeah, let's get that out of the way first.
So, like I was saying before, I don't like that they did Fat Thor and they didn't explore it too much. Like, the actual trauma of it. Because it just looked like, it's like one step removed from that parody thing that Chris Hemsworth did, where he was just somebody's roommate and he was a shitty roommate. Like, uh-huh. It was just that sketch, but now he's fat this time, and the implication would be that he's overeating out of, like, stress and sadness, and he's not keeping up with anything.
Yeah, I wish they would have leaned into drinking a lot, like...
Yeah, I wish they would have leaned into that rather than he's just drinking out of boredom, because if that's what he was doing, then, like, well, that's not very interesting, but that's not what the payoff dictated.
Yeah, also dislikes, they were playing Fortnite in his house.
I didn't mind that.
I know.
to be fair,
I'm just being shitty.
No, it's funny to do. That's a funny joke. Is that 5 years later? Would that be 5 years and it's 2019 there finally now, or it would be 2024 there?
I think it was 5 years and it was 2019.
Okay.
Because it didn't like I think that because 2014 was where they went back to get the stone from Thanos.
Okay, so their current time after the 5 years would be 2024 then? Comic book time is weird. It could still be this. It's always current year, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because someone said the scariest thing is that Fortnite's going to be around in the next 5 years. It's like, sad part is that's probably true, and even though these companies would have lost half of their staff, they would have still kept crunching, which is the sad part.
Yeah.
Let's get real for a second. No, so I didn't like that, and although I think it works within the story, it kind of, like, I wish there were more people in the movie, because it felt like, oh, wow, like, now it's another woman dying for the Soul Stone. Like, that felt kind of like, I wish there was a guy that could have died with having as much emotional weight to it. And that's why I want to talk about this scene with Black Widow and Hawkeye. For this movie to be good, there's no way Hawkeye could be the one to sacrifice himself, because nobody cares about Hawkeye in or outside of the movie. So it wouldn't have been like,
true.
It would have been like, oh, okay, cool, Clint's dead, like, fine, like, whatever, like,
it would have been a fun reverse fridging, though, for not to have that extra, the death of the person who redeemed her on her conscience.
Yeah, so, but I think it did, like, I think it wrapped up her story in an interesting way. Like, it finally, she has a family now that she's willing to die for. Which is, I guess, the logical conclusion of whatever arc she had. Someone pointed out that it's interesting that Red Skull always refers to people like son of their father. But he doesn't do that for Clint. Like, he says son of Edith. Because, like, in the comics or the movies or whatever, apparently Hawkeye's dad was a piece of shit.
Interesting.
So I'm like, that's pretty cool, because he was like Thanos' daughter, son of something, Gamora, son of daughter of Thanos, Black Widow,
daughter of Ivan.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was cracking up, though, like, because when she said, like, when he was like, how do you know your dad's name? She was like, I didn't know my dad's name. I was like, Ivan's, like, the most Russian, like, generic name ever, like.
Yeah, Red Skull, like, probably, he's like, she looks Russian, let me pull that shit out. Also, Marvel owes us the scene of, like, when Steven to take that stone back and he saw Red Skull, like, this guy again.
Right?
but no, I heard, I want to give credit to the YouTuber, some call me Johnny. He did a, with a bunch of his friends, sort of an Endgame discussion. And they said it would have been a much better thing for the movie, like, on several counts. And I agreed with this because I was laughing in the theater. I'm like, good thing we sent, like, Natasha and Clint to Soulstone.
Yeah, like, and not, like...
Rhodey and Nebula wouldn't... They couldn't have killed each other for a sacrifice. They didn't care.
Yeah.
So, one complaint this group had that I can see is that there wasn't, like, a satisfying end to, like, the Natasha Bruce stuff. Like, we wish it had never been there. But if it was going to be, it should have got concluded. Especially considering that they didn't conclude it within the 5 years. They were just hanging around.
So yeah.
And it would have made more sense for you to say, you know what, instead of the let's be real, the two weakest Avengers going to this planet where we don't know it's there, Nebula doesn't know it's there, we're just sending them into space and hoping for the best. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So it would have made sense for Hulk to be there, and, like, Black Widow's like, oh yeah, I can fly a plane or whatever. And that way you can go. And then if you still want to say, well, it'll have the emotional payoff to get, like, to have Natasha die or whatever. You could have the Hulk try to die, and it doesn't work because Hulk stuff. He comes back up and is like, I don't know what to do. Natasha's like, this will be for the team. That way they could have had their moment. They could have... It would have made more sense. Then you wouldn't have had to choose between Black Widow and Hawkeye, because obviously no one cared about Hawkeye. And he could have been... Like, Hulk didn't do anything in the Battle of New York either, other than, like, punch a couple cars, which... Haha, funny joke. I would have rather seen them conclude his storyline with Black Widow. I think that would have been more emotionally resonant. And then you could have done some weird stuff, like, where Hulk is the same height as Thanos over, like, the way he was over Gamora, like, him and Black Widow. You could have mirrored the scene, but made it, like, a more loving, passionate one, instead of, like, a sociopathic, like, I love you, but I'm going to kill the person I abuse. Like, you could have done, like, a reversal of that, and it could have been real neat, instead of, like... A very cool little fight scene where I'm going to try to kill myself more than you, like, that still good, but I think it would have, I agree with them that we could have done some, it would have made more sense for the Hulk to be there with Black Widow than Hawkeye. Like, why is he even there? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But my main thing is, like, I see why I did, like, but I wish it didn't have to be, like, one of the few women to die.
Yeah, especially the one that's been around the longest, like...
But that part of it's funny to me, that, like, people are like, we want a Black Widow movie, like, we're not going to do a female-led movie. I guess we'll do a Captain Marvel one, and here, we're going to do the showcase with a very pandering and not enough shot, but it's still cool to see all the women lined up. Tokenism kind of pandering. I don't mind being pandered to, and I'm sure...
I was like, I was like, I'm being pandered to, and I love it.
Yeah, like it's yes. not only was it like, and also it was useless in context. Like, we're gonna back up Captain Marvel, the one character that
doesn't need backup.
But there's something funny about, like, people wanting so much for Black Widow, and, like, some nerds who are like, I want more rep for women too, but, like, why Black Widow? To, like, there's a splash page art of, like, all the women together about to fight, like, Thanos' horrors, and Black Widow's just still not there. Like, there's something like. Odd about that, you know? The other thing I heard from a lot of people was, like, Scarlett Johansson and Jeremy Renner finally got a chance to act in this movie. Like, they've never been right? given any material, and, like, Jeremy Renner apparently kind of a dick in real life, you know, understandable.
Yeah.
Can apparently act. I didn't know. I didn't know. Scarlett Johansson, I believed she couldn't act until this movie.
For what it's worth, Jeremy Renner does have an Academy Award.
I didn't know that. I didn't know him or Brie Larson had awards. I just was watching these movies and whatever. I don't keep up with that.
Yeah, he was in, like, I think, like, Hurt Locker or something.
Oh, it's yeah. That's a good
movie. Some Jarhead movie.
He looks like he should be in those movies, but...
oh, yeah.
What else?
But, I'm going to jump in.
Yeah, please do. I was going to ask what what's your dislikes?
My dislikes is, like, and I don't even say this, I say this from a character development point of view and not from a shipper point of view, although it does irritate me from a shipping point of view, is that we really got to see, like, a lot of the characters, their person who got snapped, we got to see their, like, emotional... reunion.
Yeah.
And, like, them interacting and them fighting together and them really having, like, something that really summed up their relationship together.
Yeah.
Whereas, and the ending of the story was based on that in a way that made sense to the characters as their arcs have gone for the last couple of movies.
Yeah.
Whereas they felt like Captain America's did not. Like, I mean, I love Peggy Carter a whole lot, but, like, the last several movies have been about Cap and his relationship with Bucky and, like, helping his friend, defending his friend, finding his friend, being, like, absolutely crushed when Bucky got dusted. And then they have two lines together in this movie?
Yeah, so even without, like, a shipping perspective, which I like the ship, don't get me wrong, it didn't feel like...
I feel like they were so afraid of it being gay that they had to, like...
I feel like...
It was like...
They put themselves in a weird spot. Two guys chilling
5 feet apart and, like...
Well, no. I mean, because here's the thing, Steph. Here's what happened. Marvel Cinematic Universe has, like, magical powers, right? When we shipped... Mm-hmm. When we said, yo, put Bucky with Captain America, we didn't say which one. There's a new cap in town.
And then they were like, cool, we're gonna make a show with,
Like, come on, like, that's... I don't think Bucky got a lot of chance to be, like, all that developed, you know what I mean? Like...
He gets, like, two lines per movie.
Yeah, like, he looked real cool shooting that gun. Like, it was comical that he's, like, there's all this magic and he's just, like, shooting a machine gun. Shooting it well. Steve's emotional core, I think, has always been his disconnect from the past, you know? I would have preferred, like, a by Steve and Bucky plotline, but it seems like the real reason he felt the attachment to Bucky in the movies after the first one was he's a connection to his past. Not so much that it was Bucky specifically, you know what I mean?
That's, yeah.
That, like, in retrospect, looking at the way he was worried about it, that was the worry. Not that it was Bucky specifically.
Yeah.
Because why did he just, like, Wakanda doesn't seem to have any issue letting Steve Rogers come over. It's like, why wasn't he ever visiting Bucky or anything like that? Like, I understand Bucky can't come back to America.
It's like, yeah, but...
Hey, King T'Challa, can I come see my boyfriend real quick? Hey, whatever you like. Get this man protection. Like, that's what he would... Like, where was that scene? Like, cool, we got him a shield, like, but... Was he never there any other time? And it just seems like... Bucky was a non-entity, you know? It felt more like that.
Yeah, and so, like, I...
Like, he had no time talking to Sam, like, in these movies. Like, even in the last one, like, they had... Sam and Bucky had great banter in Civil War.
They did. It was, like, one of the few good parts of Civil War was, like, the two of them, like, being dicks to each other.
Yeah, they had, like, a buddy cop movie. Like, that makes sense they get a series. Like, but, like, did Sam and Bucky ever have that much banter with Cap? Like, presumably, they must have in theory, but not actually.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was annoyed about is the plot hole of where Loki went.
I assume that's a plot hole. Yeah, so I was gonna say, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, like, the thing that made me smile, I'm like, oh, okay, that's why he has the muzzle on him, because he was talking shit. And then he teleported away at the Tesseract, but, like, isn't the Tesseract supposedly, like, safe on Asgard? Like, do we ever see Thor put it there? Like, do we know that he did that?
Well, post,
in the original timeline.
In the original, if I recall correctly from the many times I've seen it, but not in the last, like, 6 years, we do see them putting the Tesseract in, like a fancy thing to take back to Asgard.
That's right, they used the Bifrost to take Loki back, because it burns Tony's yard. Okay, so, I mean, presumably it's just on Asgard.
Well, the reason they go back to the 70s to get the Tesseract is because Loki has run off with the one from 2012.
Right.
But they take the one back to the 70s, but there's never anything... Where does Loki 2012 go?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
That timeline isn't looped or closed? Like,
it splits off into a new timeline.
So in Infinity War, Loki's, like, last line to Thor is, like, the sun will shine on us again, brother.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, so he's got to be coming back, right? Like, this isn't just, like, they didn't just go through an entire 3-movie arc of making this character, like, a nuanced and rich and, like, complicated character and then giving him a redemption arc just to have him murdered in the first 5 minutes of this movie, right?
A good shock.
Like, wrong, like...
Maybe not. I don't know. It's, Thor mentions that he's seen him die before, but he feels like this time it's real, but there's you can make the argument that there were two Lokis, that this isn't like the timeline's not really split, you know what I mean? Like, this could be, that could be a loop.
Well, yeah, so like the two points that I would come to are, one, Tom Hiddleston is supposed to be in the Loki TV show that they're making.
Yeah, that's fine.
So like, is that 2012 Loki runoff? Like, which
it could be, because he doesn't have to die now. That Loki's just going to live.
Yeah, so, like, that Loki's just going to live, but, like, then we lose all of the really meaty character development that he went through in the two movies that he's been in since then, which I feel like is a loss for his character. But also, like...
Well, that's the good thing about, like, the what-if-ness about comics, because now we have a whole universe where the Infinity Stones just exist and Thanos does not. And neither does Nebula, who also apparently wielded it. And maybe Gamora is still in the future. So, like, we have a whole... They could just say, okay, we're going to do the whole thing again, starting from Avengers, or...
Well, yeah, like, that was my other point, was Gamora. Is that, like, Gamora is alive again because the 2014 version came to 2019, but, like, she's not the Gamora from 2019. Like, she doesn't know Peter Quill, like...
Right.
Now, she hasn't gone through all of that character development.
But one could assume that could be, like... She could still come around, because whatever caused her to come around before, like, it's within her nature to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now she has a better chance of being a well-adjusted person, or the new villain, now that she's, like, basically, like, a war person with no abusive dad anymore, mm-hmm. or competitive sister. So who knows what'll happen, but, or maybe she died with that snap. They didn't really say where she went,
Yeah, we don't see her again at the end.
And Peter can't find what he's scanning for, but he's probably scanning for the wrong Gamora, which I think is, like, the joke. Because he would not have necessarily a signature from 2014 Gamora, whether they'd be different or not. But I do appreciate, I'm really glad that he didn't, like, just do, like, the thing that would have worked well for his character at the beginning of Guardians 1, based on being, like, a 60s cliche, to just, like, run in for a kiss. He was just kind of like, it's you, Gamora, and she just, like, attacks him, like, what are you doing? Like, who are you? And Nebula's like, that's the one. He's just funny. Like, so it makes me believe, like, Gamora's like, oh, this is the guy I'm supposed to fall in love with, but I don't actually know him, so I'm not going to kiss him. I'm not going to do the cliche thing, because that's creepy. I appreciate that they didn't take the cliche route. She was just like, get off me. That was cool. Chris Pratt plays a very good, what he does. He does his job very well.
Yeah.
I appreciate how much they got to use Nebula in this movie. Like, Nebula and Rocket are way better than I would have predicted at the whole start of all of this.
Yeah, I agree. I especially because Nebula's story, like, is so much about, like, overcoming abuse and, like growing outside of, like, being conditioned to something, and, like the scene at the beginning where she was playing fucking
paper football
with Tony was so cute. Like,
it was.
It was so good.
Can we jump back for a second real quick? Like, as soon as the movie started and Hawkeye's on his little ranch with his kids, I just started, like, immediately being sad. I'm like, oh, this is not after the snap. Like, there's no reason to start the movie here. This is a... And he got it worse, because he just turned around and people were just gone. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah, he wasn't even, like on the battlefield or anything. Just, like...
Just two turns and everything is... Poof. I find it interesting that he lost people, and I don't know if he ever saw the Avengers, but he just decides to go kill everybody. Whereas Scott Lang's first thing is,
is my daughter okay?
Find where I'm at, find my daughter, and then go to the Avengers. Like, hey guys, let's figure this out. Like, let's do a time heist, baby. And they're like, also
time heist, baby.
Black Widow is a treasure. It's like, do you guys study quantum physics? And she's like, enough for conversation. Why? And I'm like, is that a joke or are you for real? Because, like, I believe either, and both fit your character, and both are satisfactory answers. How'd you like Professor Hulk? How'd you like that?
It was a little confusing to me because there was such a deal made in Infinity War about him, like, not being able to, like, metaphorically get it up. And then suddenly it's like, oh, just kidding, like, got through that, like, definitely worked through that issue, like...
Apparently the Russos said that was not the Hulk being afraid to come out, but more of like, I don't want to be the hero for Banner anymore. Which, it's like, okay, buddy, like... In the podcast I listened to, I think it was, this anime guy, animation YouTuber, like, Jax Plays or something. He said, that sounds like a Hulk tweet after the fact. Like, oh, no, guys, I wasn't scared. I just didn't want to defend for Banner anymore. Like, that's totally what it was. I wasn't afraid of catching another ass whoop. And it's like, I don't know, Russo brothers. That feels like a stretch, but if that's what you say, that's what you say. The time skip. How'd you like the time skip stuff? Because I thought, I saw some complaints online that people thought it was a little bit too slow in the beginning, a little bit too slice of lifey. But I thought, like, that absolutely needed to be there, or else the end of Infinity War was pointless.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, like, if they had immediately figured out how to fix everything, it would have been, it wouldn't have had the same emotional weight. Like,
yeah, like, if Scott Lang comes back, like, a year later, okay.
Like, fucking Steve is still going to, like, grief counseling 5 years later.
Yeah, and he still is not actually over what he's talked about. Like, he's a hypocrite.
Yeah, and, like, that, like, really drives home, like, man, these people are not over what happened, and they are so desperate to find any way, like, they're willing to risk their lives and the multiverse.
Yeah.
To fix it.
And it makes sense, too. I mean, you know... Steve tries to do a little thing like, oh, there's actually Wells floating around, like, things are getting better, but, like, that, it goes too fast for you to see, like, to really take it in my opinion. It's not like a blink you miss a thing, it's just so much at once that they, like, fly over, I think, Mets Stadium, whatever the stadium the Mets play in, and it's empty, but there's still cars everywhere perfectly parked. Like, everything looks like everybody disappeared, but then, like, you look in San Francisco, there's just trash piling up, like, and then there's those perfect memorials. It's very nice and beautiful, but the world is just in disrepair. It's like, yeah, I guess if you lost half of everybody, not only would the people, like, not necessarily want to go watch sports because it would be weird, but people would still want that release. But, like, you've lost half of everybody. There's no balance to anything, to the point that, like, I don't want to go to a game where
maybe my favorite player got snapped. I don't want to go watch the NBA Finals with Steph Curry's a pile of dust.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, petty reason, I don't know how my team will do. Serious reason, this reminds me of, like, my friends and family that are gone. Like, my favorite player is gone. Like, the people who had the seats next to me, they're gone. Like, this isn't joyous anymore. Like, how do we go through this? And it's going to be like, oh, well, yeah, this team was good before, but they don't have... They're bad now. We don't want to talk about why, but we all know why. And...
yeah.
So, like, all that, like, stuff, you just saw the world not move, you know?
Can we talk real fast about the Avengers exclusively gay moment?
I don't even want to. Like, that feels like giving it too much credit. Like, right. I was like, oh, one of the Russos decided to be in the movie. Like, I guess that was a moment of, fine, I'll do it myself, but, like...
yeah, but it's like, look, like, you gave Captain Marvel that haircut, like, you... like, set up, you two directed Captain America the Winter Soldier, a piece of perfect queer film. Like,
that's what I hate about, like, the need for representation.
Valkyrie is canonically bisexual. Like,
she's canonically the queen. You watch it, she's more than just bisexual, she's a man in black. That'll be fun. That'll be a great thing.
Yeah, well,
but no, what I was what I hate about the need for representation, and this isn't say not, I don't hate the calls for it, I hate the need for it also, like, with black stuff as well, is that it sucks that we're in a spot where we need someone to have the discussion that, like, oh, this main character is gay. Because, like, I wish we lived in a world where someone's offhandedly, there's some guy saying, oh yeah, I met this guy out for lunch, and the only noteworthy thing about it is that he cried before appetizers, I cried before dessert, because we're still so upset from this cosmic thing. Like, the fact that he's gay isn't even a big deal. The problem is...
I did like that Steve was like, that it's great, man. Like, he's not, like, Steve Rogers may not be canonically queer in the MCU, but he is not a bigot.
Like. No, like, at this, if you, oh my god, if you're a bigot 5 years after the snap, like, not only were your priorities bad before, but you really need to get things in check. Like, maybe you hate, like, actual aliens at this point, which, fair.
Yeah.
But, like, your fellow humans, like, buddy, like, half of us are gone, man, like... That,
you're really still bugging about, like...
Like, I'm sorry that I'm brown, man, but, like, a purple... Like, you always say, I don't care if you're black, white, or green, but you never said purple, and he just... So, like, I wish that's the kind of representation that we needed, was things to be normalized, but it's not there yet. Like, that wasn't enough. Like, that was... That was, like, sprinkles. But, like, you didn't give me food, you know? There's no ice cream there. It was just the sprinkles, which...
Yeah, it was, like, when... Just slightly better than Disney patting itself on the back for, like, having LeFou be, like, a gay joke at one point in the live-action Beauty and the Beast, like...
Yeah, at least in this situation, it was, like, supposed to be an emotional beat. Like, that was what they, that was what their normal everyday relationship was that's been affected. So, like, cool, but I wish... Like, I wouldn't consider that the victory, like, hey, here you go, leave us alone. It's like, cool, let's actually get something, like, that counts now.
Yeah, like, that's, like, a laugh and a start after 10.5 years, but,
That's the kind of stuff that we should have seen, like, in the aftermath to Avengers 1, like, the Sokovia Accords kind of stuff, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't want to make any of the main characters, that's what it would have been, like, would have made sense or something, or, like, even seeing, like, some queer kids in the back of, like, Peter's school, like, you know, like, these Gen Zers, like, oh, man, like...
Gen Zers are so fucking queer, like...
Yeah, like, come on. I mean, MJ definitely is. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, let's not joke around, like.
But as, I appreciate, like, how desolate that 5 year time skip time was. Like, it just felt so desperate. Like, and you know they're gonna fix it, but that didn't take away from, like, how bad things were and how happy Tony and Bruce were. You know, I think it was nice to see some people prospered from the tragedy. Not the tragedy itself, but the time. And Tony's like, I like that. Pepper was like, yeah, I know, I want you to stop too, but you're not gonna be at rest, like, if you don't try.
Yeah, well, it's so funny because, like, I was, like, so torn. I was like, oh, he has a daughter, he's gonna be the one who dies. And then when Steve picked up the hammer, I was like, oh no, he's OP, he's gonna be the one who dies.
They did keep it somewhat ambiguous, but I think Tony had a feeling. Well, Tony always thinks he's gonna die, so he always has a plan, but
yeah.
When he looked over at Doctor Strange and he just had that one finger, like, hey, there's one way.
It's this one.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's like, well, either I die and everyone else lives, or I die and everybody else dies. Yeah, I guess when you put it that way. And maybe I'm enough of a genius that this will work. Nope, I'm dead. But what else? I mean, there was just so much in this movie that was worth, like, a nice little chuckle or a smile. There's, like, so much to say, you know what, that doesn't actually make sense, like, or this was really lucky. It's lucky that Ned and probably all of Peter's friends also got snapped, or else, like, oh, hey, we moved on, Peter, sorry, like, we're not friends anymore. Because, like, there are some ruined relationships now. Like, it's like, you were gone for 5 years, I got remarried, like, I was gone for, like, 2 minutes, like, no, you actually weren't, like... Like, imagine, because they must have got replaced to where they were at. So there must have been some people who, like, woke up in their bed next to two people. Like, like, how do you explain that? Like, first off, who are you two? Why do you look different? And how did I sleep through all of this? And you're like, well, let me catch you up on... Actually, I really need to catch you up on, like, two things. An alien got rid of everybody. It's been 5 years. You're back now.
Wasn't expecting that.
I'm assuming the Avengers did this too. Like, we're gonna have to see what's on the news the next few days, because I can't explain this. So
Avengers back at it again. Damn, Daniel. Like, back at it again with the Infinity Gauntlet.
I appreciate Scarlet Witch and Thanos's, like, Chun-Li and M. Bison moment. Have you ever seen that Street Fighter quote? Like, so, like, in the original Street Fighter, Chun-Li, like, her whole motivation is that M. Bison destroyed her village and killed her dad. And she's like, da-da-da-da, you did all this and that. He's like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, you don't remember? He's like, you killed so-and-so. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. She's like, you don't remember destroying this village and killing everybody? He's like, the day that M. Bison graced your life was the most important day of your life. But for Bison, it was Tuesday. And it's like so chilling because it's so cheesy and bad. It's amazing. But he's like, I've killed so many people. I literally don't know who you are. So it just felt like that reversal to Scarlet Witch is like, you took everything from me. He's like, I don't even know who you are. And she's like, that's fine. I'm going to kill
you
anyway.
I'll fuck you up anyway. Like, sorry.
And like, she was ripping him up. The point's like, yeah, just rain fire, kill everybody, because I'm not dying here. Nope, no sorry, Bob. I'm not dying because this random girl who I've never met once has a grudge against me for something that technically I haven't even done yet. Like, I have done nothing to you. It also is good to show, like, how Thanos is, I'm just fair and balanced. It's like he's willing to just say, you know, I'll just kill everybody then. Because what he said was, there was, like, this... It's like the one of those bad guys who's so close to getting it, because he's like, well, I see what's happened to your planet, and it's been destroyed for what?
It's terrible, yeah.
It's like, you guys have... I've removed everybody, but you haven't grown at all. You haven't prospered. Instead, you're angry and vengeful. So now, when I get that gauntlet back, I'm just going to erase everything and start anew. It's like, no, you're missing the lesson, though, buddy. Like...
Yeah.
The problem here wasn't that you got rid of half the people, like... You left a world that needed half the people to work there, like, and yeah, your thing will quote-unquote work, but it won't be, like, a good reality, like,
you'll just be... Yeah, like, just because everything's balanced doesn't mean everyone's happy.
Yeah, and apparently it wasn't balanced, like, if you look at, like, all the planets that exist, like, Earth is definitely one of them, and if you look at our, like, capitalist society, we have enough resources, we're fine, like, the problems that Earth have are not too many people, like, we could handle this if we... decided to. Now, if a purple guy wants to come and snap his fingers and say, hey, you guys actually going to try to fix this? Be my guest, buddy. Like, that would actually be welcome. But, yeah, like...
Yeah, and it's like, it goes back to that, like, Thanos isn't that smart since, you know, like, the issue isn't that there's not enough, like, research... Like, the issue isn't that half of everything needs to be gone. It's that there needs to be enough resources for everyone. Like,
yeah, like, and it would have been... I've seen people theorize why that wouldn't work. Like, it would have been cool if Thanos would say, well, I would try to give everybody more, but that will never work. Just say the reality gem doesn't work that way. Like, it doesn't actually alter reality. It just is, like, it's temporary, so it wouldn't work. Like, just give him a moment where he thought, oh, no, I'd rather just create more... then get rid of half of everything. Or even have him say, you can't have more matter, it's impossible. Like, maybe he thinks that. But no, he just jumped straight to, I'm going to kill half everybody so that there's enough for everyone. Because that's what happened to my planet. Like, hey, buddy, I don't want to, like, bring real-world politics into this, but maybe you guys had a shitty society. Like, maybe it was, like, right? A capitalist nightmare. Like, maybe that's why it went bad. Because, like,
you look... Not speaking from experience, but,
No, like, you look at Old Titan, like, this is beautiful, but it looks a little excessive, like... Is there a way to fix this? Like, I don't know. Any other, like, major things? I mean, I thought the ending was very sweet and touching. Like, I had tears in my eyes, like, as soon as, like, Tony, like, was starting to die out and, you know.
Yeah, it was really funny to me in, like, a, like, funny, like, surprising, not funny, haha way. But, like, I was like, well, I knew one of them was gonna die, so I guess, like, and I was like, well, Tony did it, he's gonna die. And then all of a sudden, I was... crying, and then all of a sudden I was like ugly sobbing, and it was like, oh, I'm very emotional about this. And I was like sitting next to my roommate, and a bunch of work friends had also come with me, including my best friend from work, and she was sitting behind me. And so I had one hand clutching my roommate's with a death grip, and one hand like over my head clutching Carolina's hand in the row above me. And it was just like,
it was
like wiping my nose on my shoulder, like.
And I don't know why it was sad. Like, it was filmed well. Like, I mean, you had like Peter to break down. Like, even Rhodey was there, and Pepper was like the stoicism that he needed. Like, no, you like don't have to say anything. Like, you can finally rest, Tony. Like, it we'll be all right.
Yeah, like you did it.
Like, that's like we'll be all right. And something about like how it hurt everybody else, and then. Like, there's the meta part of it, too. Because, like, in comic books, they go on forever. We know they're not going to stop. And we know if this was a comic book, I'd be like, oh, cool, Iron Man's going to be dead for a year or whatever. Like, but yeah. Something about, like, it being, well, like, Robert Downey Jr. is like, I'm done with the Marvel movies. And, like, whether he wants to be or not, and I don't want to think about it, but it's real, like, he's going to die one day. There's going to be a time where he physically can't do, like, he can't do those callbacks if they wanted to get him, you know, like, you know, seeing Stan Lee, like, Stan Lee, it wasn't, like, that scene wasn't even funny, because it was like, man, we're gonna miss him, like, this should have been, like, a goofy, like, stupid throwaway scene, but, nah, Stan's gone, and so there's that, you know, this is this whole culmination of everything, you know, Tony put his, like, his life out there just to, like, make sure everybody was safe, and his final thing, he did it, and just for, like, a nice bow and everything, I think part of that also, like, brings out tears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was good, and then everybody was at the funeral, including the kid from Iron Man 3, who, like, I was like, who the hell is, like, that? Like,
right? Everyone, like, I was like, I don't know who this bitch is, but okay. Like, and apparently no one else also remembered who he was.
Because why would you? Like, they didn't make any big deal about Tom Holland being the kid from the Stark Expo. Like, so why would we think some other little kid would come back?
Right.
And also be aged up with our time, but maybe not necessarily it doesn't matter, time is weird. What else was cool? Apparently Howard the Duck came out with the Ravagers.
Did he one of the portals. Awesome.
I didn't see it, but I don't remember what Howard the Duck looked like even, so Mantis apparently did knock some dude out, like some giant bad guy, like, in the background. Like, she's never gonna be the person who's, like, the front screen, cause, like, her powers of putting people to sleep aren't, like, visually exciting.
Exciting, yeah, but
I like that Captain America, they didn't overuse her, because, like, you would want
Captain
to.
Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel, yeah. Captain.
I was like, there's a girl Captain America? What?
There might as well be. Like, I think that we're ready for it. I don't know. I'm ready for it. Captain Marvel didn't get too much use, which is probably a good thing, because she's really strong and, like.
Yeah, I felt, like, very, like, of two minds about that, because, like, on the one hand, she's, like, very OP, especially for, like, I mean, like, Thanos isn't that strong compared to her, like.
No. Like, he
Like, they're on a fairly even field.
Yeah. Like, no, they're not. Like, she's clearly stronger than him. He just is a good fighter and had stones, because he was, like, catching hands even while he had the gauntlet, you know?
Yeah, so, like, very, like, on one hand, like, I know logically from a story point of view that she couldn't be around for most of it. But I was still kind of bummed.
Yeah, I mean, they did, like, what? They recorded this before Captain Marvel, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, this was her first time playing the character.
That's the even more meta reason, because they're like, well, we don't even know, like, what she's supposed to be able to do. So, like, yeah. I guess she'll fly through some dudes real quick, but, like, I don't. Does it make sense for her to even be here right now? I hope so. Let's hope. But no, I think from a story perspective, it made sense, because then you would have to make Thanos more powerful. Or, like, have her doing something stupid, like, hey, go, like, save as many people as possible from this, which would have been a waste of her powers, too. I mean, maybe if they would have juggled the stones around rather than the gauntlet, he could have, like, fought her hand-to-hand, and that could have been cool. But as it stands, I mean, it was pretty cool to, she got her scene where he, like, just headbutts her, and she just no-sells it. Like, that was, like, woo! That was cool.
Yeah, and that was amazing.
And it was cool to see him, like, have to, like, rip the power stone out and then, like, use that hand, like, he resorted to a sucker punch, and I appreciate that. He's like, I'm not too proud to admit that I'm outclassed. I'll kill all my men with the ships. I will cheat and use my other hand. I'll do what I have to do, because I'm tired of, like, getting beat up by women all day long and some dude with a hammer and a shield. What is this guy?
Yeah, I like the that and, like, the scene where there was, like, a super cut on Twitter of all the time of Peter introducing himself to people.
He likes to do that.
Like, when he, like, rolls towards her with the gauntlet and is like, hi, I'm Peter Parker. And she goes, hey, Peter Parker, you got something for me? I was like, oh.
That was, people felt some kind of way about that.
I know, I was like, ooh, hello, I'm gay. Like,
yeah, I was like, did Captain Marvel say that to me? Like,
right? Like,
and Peter's like, I don't know if I'm old enough for this. I don't know what's going on. Like, yeah, you take this. Like, he didn't even have, he's like, here you go. It's whatever. It's fine. Like, I mean, how are you going to get through all those people? Which, Peter, he didn't see anything that she just did. So that's a fair question for him to ask, because he's covered in a pile of of, like, aliens that his suit is killing.
Yeah, right.
But had he looked up, he'd be like, oh, that's how. No, I think Thanos is one of those guys who is extremely intelligent, but isn't a very good thinker. Like, he's mm-hmm. he's a combat pragmatist through and through. Like, when he saw Captain Marvel speeding for the van, he's like, I'm just gonna, like, chuck my sword into it. Yeah. Like, cause I can't stop her, but I'm gonna... What was the plot that they were gonna just send the gauntlet back in time? Like...
I think they were gonna throw the gauntlet into the quantum realm.
Oh, okay. So it'd just be, like, tiny or something?
Just to get it off the playing field, I think.
Yeah, okay. That kind of makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. And all that would have been like, okay, now we have to just keep on fighting this dude for the next 10
hours.
Yeah,
because, like, a Thanos without the gauntlet, like, we were just saying, like, Carol could kick his ass.
That's
like,
just a bad guy. That's pretty cool. There's a lot of team-ups, Valkyrie on the Pegasus, which Pegasus exists now on Earth. New Asgard. I could gush about this movie for a long time. There's just so much sick stuff, but...
Even just, like, little tiny, like, line callbacks, like, when fucking Sam shows up on the battlefield, he's, like, on your left.
And it comes in, like, Steve, on your left.
Like, like, it's, like, the biggest, like, goofball thing, like, you're like, oh, hey, I'm back from the dead, like, I just wanted to,
play a prank real quick.
Real quick, remember that time when we used to run together, like...
Like, this is the time for that, right?
Right?
Good thing Thanos is, like, arrogant and takes his time. And then everybody came out. And that was cool. Like, in retrospect, I'm glad he didn't say it again, but I thought he was going to stand up, like, I could do this all day. But, like, no, we already referenced that in this movie once. We don't need to do that again. But, like, that would have been a good time for it. But I do like it as... When younger Steve's like, I could do this all day. Yeah, I know.
I get it.
He cussed a lot in this movie, too. He's like, you gotta be shitting me. Like,
I know.
It was so good.
Yeah.
That is America's ass. Like, that's...
That was such a good joke. But, oh, my God.
How'd you
feel? I mean, it's not even a joke. It's truth. It's America's goddamn ass.
Like, Tony confirmed for buying this one, too. He's like, man, that suit did not do anything for your ass. Like, stop. Like, no, I mean, what were we doing? Like,
I'm just being honest. It was not good for your ass.
Just some odd feedback here. Like, and I'm thinking, like, didn't Stark design that suit?
I was gonna say, like, it's...
That's a Stark creation. I don't know which Stark, but, cute that he took Pepper's name. He's like, I'm Howard Potts. Like, that was nice.
Oh, yeah. I was like, he did? That was cute.
Anything else? I mean, I like the fight choreography. It was, you know, the movie was, it was a fan servicey movie in all the best kind of ways. Like, that's what you do after 20 some movies, you know, you give fans some jokes.
I felt like they just, like, knew what they were about and did a very good job of giving a very long lived franchise, like, a solid closure for this part of it.
Yeah. It made me like characters I didn't like before. It made mm-hmm. me feel different types of ways. I mean, who would have thought Nebula would be the one to steal the show? I mean, I guess people who read the comics, but who would have thought she would have stole the show and been a good guy, I guess?
I mean, I don't... Like, being a comics reader, although not a reader of Guardians of the Galaxy with any frequency, like... I wouldn't have known that. Wait, like, didn't she, like, the fact that she was...
Didn't she steal the gauntlet off of Thanos? Like, that's what I've been hearing people say. It's like she ended up wielding it in the Infinity Gauntlet, like, saga.
It's possible. I've never read that, so...
Neither have I, but maybe that was a thing. But I liked it all. I'm curious where they go from here, but I'm not worried about spoilers at this point. Like, I haven't even watched the trailer for Far From Home, but if someone tells me every beat in that movie... Still going to see, like, on DVD, or maybe if it, like, comes out. I'm going to just try to not be as spoiler critical now. Unless I sit through something for 10 more years, in which case I'd rather see the end of that the way. Like, Steven Universe, like, I don't want to do that again.
Like, that's the thing, is I feel like the reason I felt very precious about spoilers going into this wasn't so much that I, like, didn't have a good sense of what might happen, but, I wanted to find out what happened on my own terms.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, at the same time, like, I have free will and chose to click on that link that told me that Thor was gonna be fat, or, like, chose to, like, I didn't have to look at any reviews whether or not they claimed that they were spoiler free. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, I'm gonna go see it. Like, this movie would have to be like, the only way for me to have not gone to see this movie if somebody be like, oh, this is like blatantly like anti-black Nazi propaganda, don't support them. Like, short of that, I probably was just gonna still go see it. People are like, oh, it's a 2 out of 10. I'm like, yep, still gonna go see it. Like, it's gonna have to be like,
yeah,
be like hate content for me to not see it, because like, they've got me invested. You know, it's, sorry, capitalism is a thing. Any other takeaways? I mean, we've been chatting for a while. We can't cover everything in this movie, obviously. It'll keep coming up. There'll be memes, yeah. There'll be jokes.
Well, the Far From Home trailer, the full trailer did drop today, yeah. And it is about, like, there is a lot about, like, the multiverse being opened and, like, Peter dealing with the loss of Tony and that, so...
Yeah, that's...
It does, And this is the funny thing, is that I think the weird thing about spoilers is, like, if the creator of the content releases it to you, it's not a spoiler, but if it does, like, if someone else does, it is a spoiler, so, like, people, like, desperately cling to, like, any leak about, like, for, like, example, like, the Star Wars movie, like, people are like, oh my gosh, did you see those set pictures of, like, Oscar Isaac in a tux or something like that, and it's like, what could this mean? Like,
it's like, well, no, like, I wish I would go see those pictures. Like, if I see them from StarWars.com, it's not a spoiler,
yeah,
and such. But if you tell me, like, to go see them, it is.
Yeah, and I guess, like, I don't know, like, you see, like, oh, something happened in the trailer, and, like, then for, like, a brief period after the trailer comes out, like, telling you people that the trailer is a spoiler. It's like,
yeah, that's where it gets weird, where it's like, but it's one of those things where, how should I put this? Someone made a bad metaphor today, and then I'm going to make that same metaphor.
What?
But I'm gonna,
on the internet?
But I'm going to do it good here. So they said, I think it was Deadspin or something, they said, man, despite being a pretty fun experience, Endgame's not very friendly to non-fans. Which I'm like, well, why would it be? It's like a fan service event. But someone's like, wow, that's like saying the 22nd chapter of a 21 chapter book. You have to read the first 21 chapters. Who would have thought? I'm like, that's disingenuous. Like, you don't have to read all the chapters, aka watch all the movies to get Endgame. You have to watch Infinity War. Like, that's the one you have to watch. Like, you didn't have to read the first 20. Because I didn't really watch either of the Hulks. Didn't see the first two Thors for the most part. Haven't seen Iron Man 3. Didn't watch either Ant-Man movies. And I got everything crucial to this movie. There were stuff that I may have got more out of if I'd seen those movies. But you want to know why I knew what Pym particles were? I didn't. I just assumed they're like, oh, Hank Pym, he's an Ant-Man guy, right? Like, that's the
yeah, it's like,
guess he needs those to shrink and go back in time. I got it.
It's like, the same, like, bullshit thing as being like, ah, the Tesseract, what's that? I don't know.
Like, yeah, it was in the last one. We still didn't know.
It's magic. Like, it does magic.
Yeah, but to follow that, though, to say that there's spoilers in the Far From Home trailer is like, well, yeah, it's like saying there's spoilers for Chapter 21 and Chapter 22. Like, that feels more apt to me. Like, yeah, of course, if I watch the next thing, there is going to be a reference to the previous thing, considering that character was in it. Now, if it had been like, oh, hey, there's, you know, like, saying that there was, you know, different movies have that. Like, I wouldn't expect there to necessarily be spoilers to, I don't know, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. There weren't even really spoilers for that in Infinity War, I guess, other than Peter and Gamora being closer, but that's just a progression. Nothing in that movie, like, had any direct effect that I can remember, other than Mantis being there. And Nebula should have been there, but she left to go fight Thanos for some reason. But I assume, oh, Peter was in Endgame. And he's in Far From Home. He might discuss the things that just happened to him.
He died. That's, like, well, that was, like, the whole, like, when the first trailer came out, everyone was like, when is this set? Like, Tony's not in it, but... Are they just being cagey because Endgame isn't out yet?
Yeah, that makes sense. Now that Endgame's happened. I do appreciate, though, that at least they put that in the beginning of the trailer. Like, hey, there's some stuff from Endgame in here, just so you know. Like, yeah, it's not, like, before that. So, you know, which, fine. I appreciate that because maybe people still haven't seen it yet. But for the fans to be like, guys, this is weird. Why are they putting spoilers in the trailer? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. The movie's been out for a few weeks at this point, so...
Yeah, like, they've reached their...
They've reached the embargo. It's been a full week since anyone's been able to see it on a weekend. I think a week is... A week from real release. final thoughts. Anything else you want to see in the Marvel Cinematic Universe going forward?
I mean, I think it's interesting that their casting call for the Eternals movie is for a gay Asian man to play the lead. So I guess that they're...
The Iceman?
And, like, we knew that ahead of Endgame. So, like, which especially makes the, like, gay Mr. Russo feel a little, like spitting into the ocean, like...
I hope it was more like Disney and the studios being shitty and not the Russos. I hope the Russos, like, I want to live in a world where the Russos, like, guys, please be happy. Like, we had to fight for that. Like, we had to. Yeah. Actually, I don't want it to be true, but I like to believe that, like, that's why that's all we got is because they had to fight for it, not because they just, like, copped out. But.
Yeah. But,
So I want to see some more queer content in the MCU, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely some more queer content. Definitely more racially diverse heroes.
I think we are getting that does seem to be happening, at least.
Specifically regarding racially diverse heroes, I would like a fucking Marvel movie that has an Asian setting that isn't being used by people of a different race as a sexy backdrop for the thing that they're fighting very briefly. Like, it happened in Age of Ultron, it happened in Black Panther, and it happened again in Endgame.
That was weird that they did with Black Panther. Like, at least it wasn't, like, just white people there, at least. But it still was, like, not Asian people.
So it's like, there's one that... The Doctor from Age of Ultron is, like, the only Asian character with a name that I can think of. And, like,
what about the Doctor Strange's buddy?
Oh, Wong, yeah.
I mean, still...
So, like, two people... Neither of them.
At least he got to be in a second movie. Like,
yeah. Both support staff. Yeah. Like,
she played a very important part of that movie. Like, she barely got speaking lines, but.
So that's my other.
I wish Yeah, I wanted there to be more people of color. I do appreciate, though, that despite being covered in paint, and this doesn't count as representation, but it does count as securing the bag, I'm glad that there are women of color in the Guardians of the Galaxy universe working. Like, I'm glad that, like, women of color are getting money for that. I wish they got to be
brought... Got to look like themselves?
Not necessarily that those two did, but I wish there were people who got to be black and Asian in space.
Yeah.
I mean, Zoe Saldana and Palm, I don't know her last name, who plays Mantis.
Clementia.
Yeah, they're doing great jobs, and I like them to stay in those roles, but I do wish there could be, like, a brown woman, specifically a black woman, and an Asian woman getting to be those races in those spaces.
Agree.
We have Valkyrie, who is, ironically, a black person playing something that's not black, I guess, Asgardians are... They've transcended... She's an Asgardian, right? The Valkyries were Asgardian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, everything did well. I'm surprised at how... much emotional weight Bradley Cooper had to do, like, in mocap voiceover.
Right.
And I don't know why Rocket wore his original costume. There's no excuse for it. There's no logic. He just decided, like, I want to wear a scarf. That's what's cool. I think that's it. It was a good movie. I'm happy. Any characters you want to see going forward? I just want to see Ms. Marvel. That's all I want, because she's cool.
Yeah.
And Squirrel Girl.
Ms. Marvel. I want to see Squirrel Girl. I want to see Monica Rambeau.
I know some people are saying it. I don't want to see Miles for a while because Into the Spider-Verse was just so good. Like, I'm not ready for the MCU version.
Agree. Yeah. Like, I don't need Miles quite yet. And they still are figuring out their spider
stuff. But to be fair, we do at least have, like, black superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, we have War Machine, we have Black Panther and all of Wakanda, and then we have Sam, who's the first character I think that has done an actual recognized switch.
Yeah,
like, Hawkeye did that Ronin stuff. But they really should have showed Ronin killing some dudes in America, like some white dudes in, like, the mob or something in America. Yeah, like
have him killing some skinheads or something. Like,
yeah, just one person.
Read the room.
Like, because, like, they were very specific, him going, like, cartel and Yakuza. But, like, yeah, but he did it again, like, at least get one skinhead, buddy, like.
Yeah, oh, I want to see Kate, too, Kate Bishop.
I hope she'll be in the Hawkeye show. Do we know Clint's daughter's name?
His daughter's name is not Kate.
Okay, because he called her Hawkeye, like, as a cute little thing, and taught her to shoot a bow and arrow, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, I was, like, wondering about that, but I also, like, would like Kate to be her own. I mean, like, she is kind of a legacy, but, like, I also want Kate to be Asian American, so.
Is she in the comics, or you just want that to be a thing?
I just want that to be a thing.
It might as well.
There's a popular, like, headcanon of her as, like, Korean American.
Okay.
And I'm into it.
I have no problem with that.
I would love for, like, Arden Cho from Teen Wolf to play her.
Oh, okay. I think we're at the point where the fanboys don't get to complain about anything else because they've gotten their power fantasy. So if we just start switching people, that's also, like, has anyone complained about Sam getting the shield? Or since that's been in the comics, they can't say anything?
Yeah, not that I've seen.
Okay, I don't, maybe.
Also, final laugh, Steve saying Hail Hydra.
I meant to ask you about that. How'd you feel about that?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. The guy looks so confused, like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is he supposed to know about that?
Because, like, when I saw who it was, when I saw that it was, like, Rumlow and,
he was Crossbones, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's them, and now he knows, and, like, Cap knows that they're Hydra, and then, like, also, it was, like, kind of, like, a funny, like, in, like, a fuck you way to that shitty comic book arc.
Yeah, a lot of people, thought that was for that reason. Which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, yo, imagine, like, that universe's, like, that timeline's Crossbones when he goes to, like, do Hydra stuff later, and Captain America's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, but in the elevator! I thought, what's going on? Yeah, he used a Hell Hydra, and then he used a little scepter thing, so he was just all ready to be smarter, Steve. Ready, like, easily, like, fine with being deceptive, so. Yeah, in the whole time. So much time high shenanigans, so much good stuff in this movie, but maybe for another day. And
it's been fun chatting.
It has been fun chatting. I
got back on the bandwagon.
I wish we haven't. Wish we wouldn't have missed or so many episodes in between, because there's so much we could have talked about. Like the thing that I had written down in the last show notes was the Google Stadia, like that streaming service we're gonna have.
Oh yeah.
And then now we like have goldmine with like everything that's happening with the Sonic trailer. Like it's.
Oof.
Like, I could talk an hour and a half about that. Like, we're not going to.
For real.
But I think next week, Detective Pikachu, spoiler cast, you want to do that?
Yeah.
That'll give us actually a reason to talk about the Sonic trailer, too. Because that's
Agreed.
Two properties that took porting something from video games in two different directions. But, social media biz real quick. Just come find us everywhere on the internet. It'll be in the show notes. At CharacterRev on Twitter. That's 2 R's in the middle. Catch us on email. That's characterreveal@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, characterreveal. Where else? We're on Instagram, characterreveal. Patreon.com/characterreveal. Find us on Simplecast. Characterreveal.simplecast.fm. Find us on your podcast catcher of choice, whether it be iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, anywhere else you get podcasts. We should be there. Find me anywhere on the internet at Brother Dom. I've been streaming a little bit more. That's twitch.tv/Brother Dom. Trying to foster a new kind of Twitch community. One without the racism and as much emote and spam. So if you're kind of apprehensive to Twitch, come check us out. We're doing friendly things over there. You can find Steph in a few different places at Captain Steph. That's for your...
That's Kevin Steph's my Twitter.
And then the Snow Queer is...
My Tumblr.
And Hella Steph.
My Instagram.
Bingo Bongo. You can also find us over on Bingo Discord. Bongo. That'll be in the show notes. So listeners, we do have lots of stuff coming. It is being edited, but we want to make sure we're trying to like reduce these gaps. So sometimes it's better for us to just wait. But thanks for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed our spoiler cast of Avengers Endgame. It's been a hell of a 10 years or so. We'll catch you soon. If we miss anything, let us know. And
yeah.
Until next time, see you later.
Bye.